Farmers know about harvesting crops, but what about harvesting tax losses? Hi, I'm Rob Winters, and this is Midwest Ag Talk. Well, it's a new year. Harvest is long since over. Equipment has been cleaned and parked in the barn. Somewhere between hauling grain and checking watering and feeding stations during the cold weather, paperwork just seems to stack up. And now we're just weeks away from tax season. But just like in farming, if you don't plan ahead, tax season kind of has a way of planning for you, doesn't it? So today I want to tell you about a planning tool that works well with things farmers already understand, depreciation, equipment trades, and income swings. It's called tax loss harvesting. And when paired with strategies like Section 179 as an example, it can make a big difference with your 2025 taxes. So what is tax loss harvesting? Let's tackle it in farm terms. Tax loss harvesting kind of sounds like something dreamed up in a downtown office, but the idea is really pretty simple. It means selling investments that dropped in value so you can use those losses to reduce your tax bill. And while nobody likes selling at a loss, farmers know that sometimes you cut something loose so it stops working against you. It's no different than evaluating a piece of equipment that no longer fits the operation. You didn't plan on losing value, but you can still put the situation to work for you. So how does this fit with equipment, land, and livestock? Well, here's where tax loss harvesting really fits into a farm operation. You know, many farmers have investments outside the business, brokerage accounts, retirement funds, or inherited assets. Now, if some of those investments are down, selling them can create capital losses. Those losses can be used to offset capital gains. And for farmers, gains often come from places like trading or selling equipment, selling farmland, selling breeding livestock, or liquidating part of the operation. This is where Section 179 depreciation comes into play. Section 179 allows you to expense qualifying equipment right away, which can be a real powerful way to reduce taxable income. But sometimes depreciation and equipment trades create taxable gains, especially when older equipment is fully depreciated. Tax loss harvesting. It can help offset those gains, smoothing out your tax bill and protecting cash flow. Now, a practical example would be, let's say you upgraded equipment this year and used Section 179 to expense part of the purchase. Well, that helped reduce income, but when you traded in older equipment, depreciation recapture pushed some taxable income back onto the books. At the same time, you had investments that were down, say, $4,000. By harvesting those losses, you can reduce how much of that equipment-related gain gets taxed. Same farm decisions, just better coordination. Or maybe you sold land, had strong livestock prices, or maybe a better-than-expected crop year. Those investment losses can help soften the tax hit in years when income spikes. Now, rules are always important, and ignoring rules rarely ends well. The biggest one is the wash sale rule. If you sell an investment at a loss, you can't buy it back or buy something identical within 30 days before or after the sale. And if you do that, you're going to be having a chat with the IRS because they disallow the loss. Now, another key point is short-term versus long-term gains. Short-term gains, assets held less than a year, are taxed at your regular income tax rate, the same rate your farm income faces. Long-term gains, assets held longer than a year, receive lower tax rates. Now, matching losses to the right type of gains, especially in years with heavy Section 179 use or large equipment trades, can make a noticeable difference. So, is this always the right move? Not always, and that's important. Tax loss harvesting shouldn't be done in isolation. Kind of like deciding whether to elect Section 179 or spread depreciation over time. It works best as part of a broader plan. Sometimes holding an investment makes more sense than selling it for a short-term tax benefit. Other times, cleaning up the portfolio and offsetting income from depreciation recapture or strong market years could be a smarter move. The goal is coordination, not reaction. So as we get closer to tax time, now's the time to look at the whole picture. Crops, livestock, equipment, land, depreciation strategy, and investments. Tax loss harvesting. Now, it won't fix every challenge, but when paired with tools like Section 179, it can help manage taxes, protect cash flow, and bring a little more predictability to an unpredictable business. But like they say in the circus, don't try this at home. Your tax advisor is a trained professional, so it might just pay to ask. I'm Rob Winters, and this is Midwest Ag Talk. If you found this information valuable, please pass it along to a friend.